With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Airports Authority CEO Albert Anderson says safety is the most important priority when it comes to upgrades. With Owen Roberts International Airport managing some 26,000 air traffic movements in 2019 alone and a 1-2% growth expected per year, he says it's time to modernize.
This traffic is managed by some very skilled air traffic controllers that we have, and they use a manual method called procedural control. From an air safety perspective, we've now reached a point where modern surveillance systems are necessary, and this project, therefore, is a top priority.
That project is part of a package of upgrades announced Tuesday. Mr. Anderson says the new system will utilize an automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, or ADS-B system, as well as radar, and will enable air traffic controllers to have more precise data on the location of aircraft, providing for less separation between aircraft and improved operational safety and efficiency. It's a week brimming with activities for local art enthusiasts. CIGTV's Donna Bush reports.
Cayman Art Week is set to begin this week with more than 40 events across 5 days and on our three islands. Most galleries, studios, and pop-up exhibitions are open daily, so visitors can go there at their leisure throughout the Cayman Art Week. Now, each day focuses on a different district with special events and hop-on, hop-off buses. We'll make it easier to visit the different venues. The 5 days of events will be filled with amazing forms of art created by the many local artists here at home and abroad. To take a look at the Cayman Art Week calendar of events, you can find it online at caymanartweek.com.
The National Gallery is taking advantage of Art Week.
The gallery is launching its big Cayman Islands Biennial during Cayman Art Week, so there'll be a special reception on the Wednesday evening. That's the 31st of May. So again, if you're interested in joining that night, which will have probably 50 artists on display. The Biennial is that multi-island, multi-site, it's a four-month exhibition. It's the biggest single exhibition that Cayman produces.
National Gallery Director and founder of Art Week, Natalie Urquhart, is encouraging all residents to visit the exhibition during the four-month run. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The UN War Crimes Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia has given its final ruling in its last case. It increased jail terms for two Serbian officials who trained death squads. Jovica Stanisic and Franko Simatovic will now serve 15 years rather than their original sentence of 12 after a legal process lasting two decades. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region bordering Ukraine has announced the evacuation of 300 children as cross-border attacks increase. They'll be taken to the city of Voronezh, about 250 kilometres further into Russia. Sudanese officials say the army has suspended ceasefire talks with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. It accuses the group of repeatedly violating previous truce agreements. The mayor of the South Korean capital, Seoul, has apologised for confusion caused by an alert issued to millions of residents after a failed North Korean missile launch. Pyongyang was trying to put a spy satellite into space. Japan's parliament has approved a bill to allow nuclear reactors to operate beyond their current 60-year limit. The government wants to ensure electricity supplies as it reduces its dependency on fossil fuels. Human Rights Watch has called on the Kenyan authorities to urgently investigate police abuse. It's criticised them for a lack of action over the recent deaths of protesters. The award-winning Ghanaian writer Ama Atta Edu has died. She was 81. The author, poet, playwright and academic was an influential feminist who also spoke about the exploitation of the African continent. An official in central India who ordered an entire reservoir to be drained because he'd dropped his phone in the water while taking a selfie at a dam has been fined. Rajesh Vishwas did get his phone back, but it was unusable. That's the latest world news from the BBC.